Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. The hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvin. Deb is the author of, co-author of Stop Selling and Start Leading. Also, Discover Questions, Get You Connected for and it's for people like you folks, people who sell professionally. And she's our good friend. She's one of the top sales coaches on the planet. Deb, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us all these years. We're talking about experiences, and I'd like to put another E word in front of that. And this is one of my hot buttons, and that's expectations. People, I'm gonna put a force multiplier on your E word and say not only do people want experiences when they come to you, they expect an expectation. Even in today's world, whether they're online or whether they're in person, they not only want an experience, they expect an experience. That's their expectation. And if you don't understand that, then you're going to get to spend a lot of time with your merchandise. What do you think?
Well, you're right. Absolutely, because we are conditioned. Everybody else is giving us experiences. And if, no matter whether you're in the same sector or not, if that's what we've all been conditioned to expect, if it's what we're looking for, if it's what triggers those emotions and those endorphins, then we lose just by not giving an experience. You might give perfectly fine customer service. You might provide great prices and value, but there's just that little something missing. And then people are going to go look somewhere else for it. They don't name it, they don't exactly understand it themselves, but when they get it, that expectation is fulfilled, and then you've got customer loyalty.
Well, that's exactly right. And because, as we said, if people can get things anywhere they want, why would they come to you? Why would they choose you over all the other options? Not because of the thing you deliver them in a package, but because of there's some connection that they have. And this is the part, this is why the prophecy of John Nesbitt 40 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we want. That's the reason this prophecy was so, it still lives today. Because the more high tech we serve people with, we're still serving humans, analog humans. And they're still going to want that touch. And that touch is the experience that Deb is talking about. But Deb, let's make sure that this is what we're about to talk about now is something I think small business owners are not good at. And we all need to get better at this. And that's making sure that the last mile of our staff, the person all the way out at the end of the org chart, has been trained to understand what you're talking about right now. When you deliver this product and put it on their dock, don't just take them stuff. Make them be happy to see you coming. What do you think?
Yes. Every single employee, every single reseller, every single customer, in fact, is going to say something or convey something about your business and the experience that they have with you. So by extension, you've got to make sure that they're representing you in a way that's positive. And I talk to a lot of business owners who do. They just forget this in the day-to-day. They woke up, they were in a surly mood, they didn't get that cup of coffee, and they go and have a meeting with a couple of employees who are going to be on the floor all day, and their bad mood, their negativity, their grousing about customers and suppliers, right? They unleashed it just because they feel like family with those employees. But guess what? Now that's how employees feel about those customers and suppliers, and that's what they carry forward. They can't give people good experiences if they've got bad feelings.
Well, that's exactly right. And if if you want your employees, if you want your teammates to extend the same experiences as you would, or as you want them to, they need to feel good about the people who are training them to do that, who are encouraging them to do that. And so now we're talking culture, aren't we? And this is something, the culture of your organization is something customers see, feel, hear, and taste, isn't it? I mean, this it's a powerful intangible, this culture thing, isn't it?
It is. And that word culture, I think we should probably define it. It simply means how we do things around here. It creates a vibe. It allows people to get a sense right away of whether they belong and are welcome here or not. And when I say people, I mean everyone from employees to customers and all the other folks in between there. And here's the hard part. It's doing all this virtually on top of doing it live and in person.
Mm-hmm.
But the expectations don't go away. Somehow, every single touch point, the digital, the analog, they all have to be part of a good experience.
Well, and you know, I know a company where the people, it looks like it's crazy, but it actually works. And I know people who say, I would pay them to go there and shop on them just to watch them work. Those guys are crazy, but it seems to work, and it's the culture. It's like an entertainment. It's like theater. And I mean,
and we're all looking for more escapism than ever because we're, you know, we don't get to go on vacation to the movies, whatever. So if we can give people a little mini escapism, perfect.
But you gotta do your job in the middle of all that. You can't. The experience won't serve if you don't also deliver. You got to do both. That's the trick. That's the hat trick. We're going to take a quick break and talk some more about this with our good friend Deb Calvert. Deb, I need your website quickly, please.
PeopleFirstTS.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.